This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Japan, the third largest economy on this planet, has a population of plus or minus 128 million people for now. Thing is that they are just not having enough babies in Japan. Before the end of the century, the Japanese population is going to be half of what it is today. Plummeting birth rates are a problem in other big economies, Italy and Germany, to name just a couple. But in Japan, as Marketplace's Sally Herships reports, the baby problem is inherently tied to ideas about the workplace.
If you think you work long hours, meet Kumi Matsumoto.
It's very normal for us to stay until midnight, and sometimes we have to stay until early in the morning next day.
Matsumoto lives in Tokyo. She's 41, and when we met, she was on maternity leave from her government job. But when she's in the office, often she doesn't get her assignments until late at night. She says the hours can be brutal, especially for women with kids.
Some ask their mother for everything about their family. I mean, one of them I know met her child only on weekends.
Matsumoto says, okay, that was an extreme case. But because of the long hours Japanese workers are expected to put in, working mothers here have to ask for a ton of help, much more than a typical American parent.
Mothers, babysitters, nursing schools, and somehow managed to do it. But I know many women couldn't do that much and just quit.
Or what's becoming even more common, they just don't have kids at all. Japan's population is shrinking fast. Yu Kurakawa is with Japan's National Institute of Population and Social Security Research. He showed me a report on the future of the country's population. It's 42 pages long, but bottom line, the numbers don't look good.
In 2060, Japanese total population will become
86.74 million. Now it's 128. Oh my God!
Japan's population is expected to shrink in half by the year 2082. That's right, in half. Kurakawa says the population decline is mainly due to economics. Real estate is expensive, and if you work long hours, you have to pay for childcare. It's simple math. People just can't afford to have big families. The magic number here is 2.1. That's how many kids Japanese families need to have, on average, to keep up with population losses. But they're only having 1.4 kids. What makes the situation even worse is while we know how to decrease the number of babies being born, it can be really difficult for a country to increase that number. But Japan's government is trying. Akiko Ito is deputy director of Japan's headquarters for overcoming population decline and revitalizing local economies.
The countryside has a relatively high birth rate, but Tokyo has a very low birth rate.
So Ito says the government is trying to get people to move to the country. She says Japan is spending 2 trillion yen over the next 5 years to try to add new jobs and businesses in the countryside. But it's trying to make workplaces friendlier for families in the country and the city, encouraging shorter hours, telecommuting, and even helping foot the bill for matchmakers. All the single ladies and men, listen up. If you're searching for a mate and enjoy country life, you may want to consider Japan. Suhiro Matsuzaka is a matchmaker in Hanamaki, a small city in the north.
So he likes going to the gym, going to restaurants, eating seafood, going out to eat.
Matsuzaka has two notebooks. Peach for women, yellow for men, and because this is Japan, there is a cute illustration of the single man or woman instead of a photo. But single guys in Hanamaki, the odds here are not in your favor.
So how many members do you have?
Male membership, 140, and female membership, 110.
Matsuzaka says young women here tend to leave for the city. Still, he says he marries about 10 couples a year, a pretty solid success rate. But he's just one matchmaker in one tiny city. What do you think the solution is?
None.
There is no solution.
Japan's population is rapidly shrinking. Linda Lim researches business and economic development in Asia at the University of Michigan. She says Prime Minister Abe has called for changes in the role of women at home and throughout the country's corporate culture, but he's been met with resistance.
What is the choice? The choice is, according to Prime Minister Abe, that Japanese will eventually disappear. Even at that very, very extreme, you know, it's staring you in your face, You're already shrinking in population year after year, and yet you refuse to change.
Lim says that shows how deep the country's cultural beliefs and traditional values run. She says Japan is stuck, fighting itself. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.